B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
Listen, I'm not saying I want to die anytime soon, but this is such a beautiful way. First, let me play you this amazing music here, okay? This is a... You recognize this song right here? Come on.
Say that I do.
What? Leroy, you're a music aficionado.
Nope.
You don't know she's not there? How about this one? What about Barefootin'?
Nope.
What? Jerusalem Tomorrow? What about Jerusalem Tomorrow?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do you not know the music of, what's this guy's name? David Olney. David O-L-N-E-Y.
Who's that?
I don't know. But he's a musician.
And clearly, yes. Thank you.
Yes, he's a singer-songwriter. I guess he's written a lot of big songs for people that I couldn't tell you about right now. But that's not the point. The point is this dude went out in a beautiful, beautiful way. He did a concert on Saturday.
Okay.
He was like, apparently he was sitting down like on a stool or something, playing a guitar and singing.
Yeah.
In the middle of the song, he just said, "I'm sorry." He closed his eyes, put his chin to his chest, and died.
Isn't that crazy?
You're lying.
What a beautiful way.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
I swear to God.
Is that real?
Yes.
It's real, yeah. The only reason nobody knows about it is because he's 71, so his entire audience isn't about putting their phones up and recording it. You know, if it was someone of a younger generation, people would have put it up on social media, and then they would have complained because he only played 3 songs before he died. But how beautiful is it?
So what, do you have a heart attack?
I don't know. He was a million years old.
They think he may have.
Yeah. But he knew it was coming.
How the hell do you...
Then he said he apologized.
Yes.
Oh,
he literally...
My.
Put his head down.
He literally just was in the middle of playing a song, apologized, put his head down, and closed his eyes.
Mm. What song was it? No, I'd be curious to know, what kind of song was it?
It might have been "These Boots Are Made for Walking,"
no,
or "Thing
no,
of Beauty,"
no.
Or
it had to have been like something to go out on,
the
like
"Graveyard Stomp." Maybe it was this one.
There you go.
Maybe it was.
Brother John's on his way to heaven.
Oh, Brother John.
Yo, that's crazy.
Man. I'm sorry. If I ever die on the radio, that's how I want it to be.
What would your last words be? Let's think about that right now.
It would not be an apology.
Right.
It would be this. It would be like, wait a minute. So you told her to stick a crab rangoon ass?
And he's out.
I'm sorry.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.